Welcome to the Women in STEM podcast, your go-to destination for exhilarating journeys through the triumphs and challenges of extraordinary women, shaping the world in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. I am your host, Kelly, and together we will explore the stories of visionary tech CEOs, groundbreaking scientists, and insightful recruiters, and many more women, making this podcast a dynamic showcase of global talent. Join me as we unravel the stories behind their success, offering a first-hand account of their experiences and invaluable advice at every stage of their remarkable career. Get ready for a thrilling exploration of innovation, resilience, and empowerment as we amplify the voices of trailblazing individuals, breaking barriers and building a future where brilliance knows no boundaries. This is the Women in STEM podcast, where inspiration and knowledge collide to propel us forward towards limitless possibilities. So, welcome to the Women in STEM podcast. My name is Kelly and I'm the host. Would you like to please introduce yourself?
Thank you for having me here. My name is Julia Demirjont. I am a physicist specializing in thin film optics and electronics, specifically dynamic coatings. I was born in Istanbul, 1938, to a family where education is most important. My entire education was completed in Turkey in Istanbul University, where I received my PhD. I stay in academia and become a full professor as well as head of physics department. When it was clear I couldn't go no further, I moved to United States in 1983 to further my career. I am ready for your questions.
Great. Thank you so much for that thorough introduction. And I really wanted to just say congratulations on the approval of your latest patent. Could you please walk us through the inspiration of why you decided to create the MOC and its potential impact across various industries?
Pursue was to combine electronics and optics from metal in vacuum. Can I make a good dielectric material using dynamic reactive deposition? That was the idea. I have been coming back to the subject since my postdoc work. Postdoc subject was resistive filamentary switched, published in 1972. The new work is a new material. It's a self-doped oxide, surface plus dipole concentration in oxide itself. This will make it a great supercapacitor.
And with over 35 patents to your name and a career that spans over six decades, you've made a significant contribution to both academia and entrepreneurship. What drove you to pursue such a diverse range of projects and ventures?
In my main work is dynamic coatings. Change of material performance electrically, like in electrochromics, or thermally by thermochromics, or wirelessly like interference filter by frequency control, like in MOC. Versatile background in academic research teach me how to use this knowledge in the real world. Real world is industrial practice. The result of this works, there are patents. Upon each discovery, I always patent the work.
You mentioned about how you came from Turkey to the United States, which is truly remarkable. And what has your experiences been that has shaped your innovations and problem solving throughout your career?
In academic work combined with industrial experience brought me for applications of metamaterial oxide capacitor. My experience in academic work was master to PhD, postdoc to associate professor, and professor to full professorship continue in US at Colorado State University till 1986. At Ford Motor Company, I work and I did in academic work, academic knowledge in industrial research resulting in patents. My work is mainly active coatings like electrochromic device and MOC, metamaterial oxide capacitor. Besides this, I have experience in large area coating like online heat rejecting coating and like pyrolytic coating and online sputtering coatings. I have also miniature size dynamic coatings experience like MOC. Versatile knowledge and application experience improve my creativity and thinking. Some applications of this work for MOC is for healthcare, for miniature size battery, and use the small size implanted, small size battery implant in material like a pacemaker. Material is self-charged, never worn battery, will reduce or eliminate any replacement surgeries. This is more healthcare application as a battery. And there are defense industry applications. These are more versatile. Cloaking technology, electromagnetic wave band disappear. A radon applications, interference filters, stealth technology, switchable antenna are defense applications of MOC. Textile, in textile industry, MOC can be woven into material that can heat or insulate in fabric form. Obvious applications would be for space suit, military clothing, and ski sport applications in fabric as well. For electronic industry, there is resistive RAM. It's a switching element, insulator, switch from insulator to conductor, controlled by voltage as well as wirelessly. MOC is also a varactor, means variable capacitor. It's voltage controlled supercapacitor. In this case, one can use, instead of many capacitor, one can use MOC only as a voltage control capacitor, as a varactor.
Wow, you've explained quite a wide range of knowledge and technology that you have been working on. But what are some of the key challenges in developing these technologies that you've experienced, and how did you overcome them?
MOC is an active coating system working in optics and charge storage and electronic area. During making of this coating, charge is stored in oxide so that it has an embedded charge memory. Embedded charge memory is influenced by applied bias voltage and radio frequencies to control capacitance and reactance of the system. These characteristics make MOC as an active system and for various applications. Meta surface of coating exhibit cloaking effect in some specific wavelength where reflectance reach to zero, meaning electromagnetic wave disappear in that region, is a one of example of metasurface performance of capacitor.
How did your background in physics influence the development of this groundbreaking capacitor?
Background is always physics. Additional new concept in application bring the new product. The goal of this research change, but discovery is new and must be patented. Physics is the main thing in coming up a new subject.
As a woman in STEM, immigrant, and entrepreneur, you've undoubtedly faced unique challenges and triumphs throughout your career. What advice would you give to an aspiring innovator, particularly for those from underrepresented backgrounds?
Being a woman is a challenge. Being taken seriously is another challenge. You have to prove yourself over and over. When at some point age become a challenge. I have all these experiences. My advice is simple. Love your work and work on it until results satisfy you. And most importantly, ignore the background noise. That really is the key.
Those are definitely some great tips that I think we can all integrate into our daily lives. Your technology has even ventured into space in 2008. Can you tell us a bit more about your experience and how it felt to see your innovation being utilized in a groundbreaking context?
I was very proud to have such an opportunity. Emissivity modulating electrochromic device went to space with Endeavour space shuttle in 2008. This coating system is a unique dynamic switching surface. Switches from mirror to absorber. 100% reflective or full absorber. Ours is controlled electrically, where other mechanically. Existing other switching element mechanically change from white coating to black coating. It's a huge improvement, make it electrically. Having in my invention in space is an incredible thing. As a coincidence, the launch happened on my birthday, so it was the best gift I have ever had.
In addition to your scientific achievements, you've also received recognition through awards like Turkish Technology Grant Award, as well as the Quadrupium Leap Award. How do you balance your pursuit of innovation with recognition and getting awards?
The award and recognition is a result of very hard work, of course. It doesn't really influence the work, but it is very nice to be acknowledged and encouraged, so the work can continue with enthusiasm.
Finally, what is next for you? What are upcoming projects that you have that you have been working on? And we're really here excited to hear what you're going to be exploring in the future.
I am currently working on infrared active reflective coatings. The rest is the secret right now. It would come as a patent maybe by 2 years.
And how best can people connect with you and find out more about your research? Like, do you have a website? Do you have any social media?
Yes. Sanko Scientific is the company, and the connection is sankoscientific.com.
Great. Thank you so much for coming on the Women in STEM podcast. Do you have any final words that you would like to, or anything that you would like to tell our listeners?
I appreciate for this opportunity. It's a very, very encouraging thing to do. Thank you so much.
Thank you to the amazing guest host speaker, and thank you for listening to this episode. Please make sure to follow the podcast and to follow me on social media at Kelly_engineer. On Twitter or Instagram, as well as please make sure to check out our new YouTube channel called Women in STEM Podcast to see our latest episodes visually. Until next time, bye!